Temple Church was originally built in the 1160s, when the Order of the Knights Templar purchased the land here so that they could create a monastic complex to act as their headquarters in England, and it was here that the initiation ceremonies of the Knights Templar would take place. The structure of the church is divided into two, the original nave called the Round Church and an adjoining rectangular building called the Chancel. The design of the church was based on the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem and contains the first ever freestanding Purbeck marble columns in existence. The church was officially consecrated on the 10th of February, 1185, and was first refurbished 100 years later when it underwent extensive renovation under the command of King Henry III, and one of his sons is still interred here inside the church. Henry's grandson, King Edward II, seized control of the church and sold it on, and the church eventually fell into the hands of a college of lawyers, founding the modern-day Inns of Court that are still based here, Inner Temple and Middle Temple. Renovated and repaired in the 20th century after damage caused by the Blitz, Temple Church now sports stone and architectural features spanning over the centuries of its existence. In fact, effigies of the Knights Templar dating back to the 13th century are still contained within the nave, and these sit alongside structures built as recently as the 1950s. Today, Temple Church is an active house of worship and holds regular services on Sundays. Organ music and choir recitals are held here, which the public can attend. In fact, the Temple Choir is a well-known and respected institution. The All-Mayor Choir, made up of 18 boys, not only performs, but also broadcasts and records their records. Now walk back out and return onto Fleet Street and turn right. Continue along the road until you cross over Bovary Street, which is on your right. Just past this street are a set of traffic lights. Turn left and cross here. Walk up Bolt Court, the small alleyway in between the McDonald's and the Starbucks. Continue up, bear to the right, and then turn left past the metal bicycle stands until you get to a group of benches and a statue of a cat.